Discover the perseverance and opportunity factors today on Bold Steps with Mark Job.
Some of you are sowing, and the Bible says, I want you to keep, persevere in sowing. Do not give up, because if you don't give up, you're going to reap a harvest in the right time. So don't stop sowing, because there's a harvest on its way.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Job, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and President of Moody Bible Institute. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Yesterday, Mark started a message called Breaking the Cycle of Scarcity and touched upon the first 2 points of our message, the seed and time factors. And today, he'll expand upon the third and fourth points, perseverance and opportunity. If you missed yesterday's message, you can hear it online when you visit boldstepsradio.org. Right now, let's begin the final message in our series, Connected. Here's Mark Job with today's Bold Steps.
You need to come to church saying, how can I meet a need? How can I encourage someone? How can I reach out to someone? How can I lift someone up? How can I pray for someone? Who can I call? Who can I sow into? Because what you've done is you've moved yourself from a need mentality to a needy mentality to a contributor mentality. Now you've just taken the seeds and you've thrown seeds out. And when you throw seeds out, you reap a harvest in that area. When you hold all your seeds, you have no harvest. When you give your seeds, you start to reap a harvest. I hope someone's listening to me this morning, because that's huge. The second one is not only the seed factor, but it's the time factor. Notice what it says. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. How many of you know it takes a time? It takes time to reap a harvest. Some of us want to change our cycle around, but we haven't given it enough time. I'm a little bit impatient, I'll admit it. It's one of the areas that God's working on my life. But if I were to go out and plant a seed, and the very next day I were to go out and say, okay, I just planted some flowers, where's my flower? Someone's going to say, hey, it takes time. Hey, I want a flower now. Where's that Miracle-Gro? Let's pour some Miracle-Gro on this. Hey, where's my flower? I just planted a seed. I want to see it now. Some of us are like that in the spiritual realm. We go out there and we say, okay, I heard what Pastor Mark said. So you go outside and that day you call someone up and say, hey, would you like to go to lunch at Kukula's today? And they say, well, you know, I have a birthday party. I can't go to the, you hang up. I knew I was going to be rejected. You say, Pastor Mark, it doesn't work. See, I invited one person. It doesn't work for me. No seeds. Whoa, hold on a second. Do you realize it takes time to reap a harvest? You can't just sow one seed and expect that one seed to come back to you. You got to sow and keep sowing and sow for a while, and it takes time for a harvest to come up. You can't just sow one seed and expect a harvest to come out of one seed. You got to sow, and it takes time for it to germinate and to grow and come back to you. It takes a while for that seed to come up and come back to you. I believe that this can be applied to every single area of our life. When we first started at New Life Community Church, we were a really, really small church, and we were really poor, and there was only a few of us, and our spotlight was an old slide projector that someone would hold like this, and we had no instruments at the time, and we had very little budget at the time. We could barely pay our gas bill, barely pay our light bill. And I remember God speaking to my heart real strongly at that time that we needed to not only, that we could develop a needy mentality. And I had talked to a lot of people that were doing ministry in the city, especially some some small ministries in tougher neighborhoods, and they were always say, hey, what needs to happen is you need to go out and you need to raise support from other white middle-class churches out there that have money so that they can support the ministry in the inner city. And I've seen ministries like that, and I'm not opposed to people raising support from the outside, but let me tell you something. When you start thinking that other people are going to support you, when you start depending on the support of other people and you develop a need mentality, many people grow worse because of that, because they think, I need the support from other people to survive, and you don't realize that you have something to give. And so we determined we're not going to do that. In fact, not only are we not going to do that, but we decided that as a church, we were going to start giving away 10% of whatever money came in, that we were going to give it to the mission field. And I remember when I first suggested that idea, people were like, whoa, wait a second, Pastor. I mean, we're having a hard time just paying our own bills. Hey, have you seen the neighborhood around here, how many needs there are? How come we're going to give 10% of what we have out to other mission fields in Africa and India and other places like that? Well, there's enough need around us already. I mean, how come we're giving it away? I mean, we have a lot of needs of our own. And here's what I've determined. I believe, and we've been doing that ever since, by the way, and here's what I believe. I believe when a person or when a church or when a business or when an organization starts to eat all its own seed itself, it's the moment that place, that church, that business organization starts to die, because they've just become a consumer instead of a contributor. Let's imagine that God gave you a bunch of seeds. And you have a pile of seeds, and God gave you a whole bunch of seeds and said, these seeds are yours. Now, what are you going to do with them? And you got all those seeds, and you say, hey, I like that. Thank you, God, you've given me the seeds. I can make myself a whole bunch of loaves of bread out of these seeds, wheat bread. And so you get all those seeds, and you break them up, and you say, this can feed myself for a long time. I'm going to make some loaves of bread. I'm going to feed myself off that. So you make loaves of bread. You put them in the oven. You make yourself wheat bread, and you're eating your wheat bread, and someone comes up to you and says, hey, can I have a piece? You say, no, these are my seeds. Just a little piece. No. Hey, get your own seeds. I got mine. I worked hard for this. You get your own seeds, because I have these seeds are for me. If you eat all that on yourself, you say, well, this is mine, and you eat all that on yourself, then one day, 2 months later, you're going to run out of bread. And then you're going to look around and say, what happened? I just ran out of all the bread I had. And then you're going to go into a scarcity mentality. Let me tell you, if you did the opposite, if you took those seeds and God gave you that whole batch of seeds and you said, I'm not going to eat it all myself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this seed and I'm going to start sowing this seed. I'm going to live off of some of the seed, but I'm going to start sowing this seed. And you sow that seed, and you sow that seed. In the beginning, it looks like you have less than the person that ate all his seed. But in time, you're going to start reaping a harvest, and that seed is going to produce more seed. And that seed is going to produce more seed, and more seed is going to give you the ability to sow more and reap more. And when that person is done eating their wheat bread, you still have a whole harvest of seeds, because you haven't eaten it all on yourself. You shared it, you've given it, and you're reaping a harvest now. Do you understand the difference? In fact, I believe, by the way, I believe that one of the worst things that happens to people oftentimes, and some of you have come out of this, and some of you have broken out of this, some of you, hey, welfare was meant to be a temporary relief for someone that doesn't have a job right now. But if you're a 24-year-old healthy young man and you're living off of welfare and you have a need mentality because you feel like, hey, my parents were on welfare, my grandparents were on welfare, and you think I can't get a job and I can't really hold a job and so forth, then you've developed a need mentality. You're expecting the government to support you. I want to tell you something. You have something to get. Get up, get off your rear end, get a job, start contributing. Listen. You have something to give. Do not allow yourself to be caught into a cycle of I need. You have something to give. You can contribute. And the moment that you get up and start contributing, the moment that you start giving is the moment that you'll start discovering that God can use you as well. Amen? All right, so the time factor, number three, I'm calling it the perseverance factor. The perseverance factor. Here's the other factor that we need to understand. It says, but let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now, if is a conditional word. If means you're going to reap a harvest, but you have to continue to sow. If you stop sowing, then you stop reaping. Are you tracking with me? It's conditional. If. So here's how it goes. Some of us, we start sowing seeds. If you get discouraged because you don't see a harvest, then you're not going to reap the harvest that God has called you to. Some of you start sowing into your marriage, start sowing into your business, start sowing into your relationships, and you don't see anything coming back to you. Here's the thing. During the time of sowing, it seems like you're going to give out more than you're receiving. And you're going to give and give and give and see, when's it coming back to me? Hey, there's a time for reaping and there's a time for sowing. And some people give up when they still should be sowing. They stop sowing because they see, I'm not seeing any results. They stop and God is saying, don't stop, keep doing it. Keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing. Some of us get discouraged because we're not seeing results as quickly as we want to see the results. And God says, keep sowing because in time you will reap. Some of you have been sowing into your marriage and you don't see anything changing. And so you stop sowing, you're about to give up, and maybe you just given up before God's about to do something big. Some of you are sowing, and the Bible says, I want you to keep, persevere in sowing. Do not give up, because if you don't give up, you're going to reap a harvest in the right time. So don't stop sowing, because there's a harvest on its way.
Affecting change. That's the takeaway so far from Mark Job. Our message is called Breaking the Cycle of Scarcity, and you're listening to Bold Steps. Well, one of the ways you can keep sowing is by partnering with us. When you add your name to our growing list of Bold partners, you'll not only be planting seeds in your local listening area, but in markets across the country where Mark's bold and passionate teaching is yet to be heard. You can become a Bold partner by giving a monthly gift of any amount to support Bold Steps. And then when you do, you'll enjoy the personal satisfaction that comes with investing in a worthy cause, and you'll receive a signed copy of Mark's book, Unstuck. We'll also send you the Bold Partner Post, a bi-weekly email and video message from Mark that's designed to keep you informed and encouraged. Why don't you sign up today online at boldstepsradio.org. Right now, let's go back into today's message. Mark Job has one last point to make about the opportunity factor.
I remember when we first started in the church that it seemed like in the beginning there was just a lot of people with a lot of needs. And I remember my wife and I, we were meeting for people for Bible studies and doing premarital counseling and discipling people. And we were setting up the chairs, and I was leading worship, and then I was preaching, and then I was coming Sunday night and leading worship and preaching, and then I was doing it on Wednesday, and I was leading another Bible study, and it seemed like, hey, we're giving and giving and giving. And I remember having a conversation with someone. They said, hey, you know what? You're going to burn out. You can't just keep giving and giving and giving because you're going to burn out. I don't believe in that, by the way. I believe that people burn out when they try to control things that they can't control. But I never believe that you burn out by giving, because giving always comes back to you. And I remember we were giving and giving and giving, giving and giving and giving. And yeah, we were tired at times, but I remember giving and investing into people's lives and thinking, oh, there's a need here, there's a need there. But you know what? I woke up one day and I feel like the sowing that we had done, that there were tons of people that were raised up, tons of people that knew God, tons of people that were friends, tons of people that rose up into ministry, and now there's thousands of people that we've sowed into, and it's incredible joy to see them serving God and ministering and helping people, and sowed into people, and have seen tons of people that are doing an incredible thing and part of a big, incredible family. Why? Because whatever harvest you sow into, that's the harvest you're going to reap back. And so he says, if you do not give up. And the last factor he gives us is this. It's the opportunity factor. Opportunity factor. It says, therefore, verse 10, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. There is a window of opportunity that opens and closes, so do not miss it. Have you ever tried to catch an elevator when the door was closing? You're at the other side of the building and you see the lights cling and the elevator door goes open and you say, hold it! Hold it! And right before you reach it, it closes. Now here's what you know. You know that elevator door is going to open again, but you've missed that window of opportunity. Let me tell you something about sowing and reaping. God opens up windows of opportunity and then closes them. He opens them up and then closes them. Every season of life has its own windows of opportunity. There will be more windows of opportunity, but if you miss the first one, you can never go back to it. Are you with me? Some of you want to start training your kids when they're 15 years old, and you say, I got to do something about this boy. Let me tell you, you should have started sowing into their life when they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Now you want to do something about that boy when he's 14 and having trouble in grade school, or 15 and having trouble in high school. Let me tell you, you should have started a long time ago. You can never recover that window of opportunity. Sow while the window's open, because the next season, you'll reap the benefits of it. You'll never have an opportunity to date your wife again. When you were dating her during that time, hey, it's one opportunity to date her that leads to marriage. That's your opportunity. Sow good seeds into that dating relationship, because guess what? Those seeds are going to grow up and affect your marriage. And some of you are looking back and said, I wish I'd have done this while we were dating. I wish I wouldn't have done that while we were dating. And some of you have dragged baggage from your dating relationship into your marriage, and you're pulling up weeds out of your marriage that never should have been sown into your marriage while you were dating, because you wasted that window of opportunity. Some of you should have sown seeds of education and discipline and commitment when you were 15 years old in high school, and you've had to go back when you were 25 years old, and praise God you did this, and get your GED, because when you were 16 years old, you were goofing off and playing around and doing whatever on the street. But you missed that window of opportunity. You had to go back to the next window of opportunity to do it. And hey, those windows open, but you missed the first window of opportunity. Life is full of windows of opportunity. Don't miss the ones that God is opening to you right now. What are the windows that God is opening to you right now? There's a window of opportunity. What are the seeds that God is saying, sow into this season, at this time, when your kids are small, when they're older, when they're married, when you have grandkids? What window of opportunity are you in? Make sure you don't miss the window that God is opening to you right now. Do good, it says, as you have opportunity, and especially to those that are the household of God. Let me read another verse to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, to everything there's a season. There's a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. There's a season for everything. Don't miss the season. Now I want to close with this. I believe that you affect right now your next cycle in life. I believe that right now, as we speak today, that you are planting seeds for your next cycle. That some of you in 3 years from now will be reaping the seeds that you're planting today. That whatever you plant now is going to affect your tomorrow. And so let me ask you this. What do you want to see in 2 years from now in your life? What kind of cycle do you want to have in 2 or 3 years from now? It's not just going to change if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. If you're going to change your future, you need to start changing the seeds that you're planting now. Some of you look at a photo and say, well, I want to lose 40 pounds. I want to be slimmer in 2 years from now. But I'm going to eat the same right now. I'm going to do the same that, hey, listen, you want to be slimmer in 2 years from now? Guess what? You got to sow the seeds of health and exercise and diet now, or you're going to end up the same or worse in 2 years from now. Because if you keep doing what you're doing right now, nothing's going to change in the future. Are you hearing me now? So you say, well, I want to just be, hey, I want to be spiritually much more mature in 2 years from now. I want to grow and know God more. Let me ask you, what seeds are you going to sow to do that? Well, I'm just going to do what I've always done. I'm going to go to church maybe 2 times a month and catch a little Christian radio in between, but I hope I'm going to grow. Listen, you're not going to grow that way, because whatever seeds you're sowing now are going to affect you tomorrow. You say, well, I want to be more financially independent and better off financially. Then let me ask you, what seeds are you going to sow? Because whatever seeds you begin to sow now are going to affect you tomorrow. If you're not sowing seeds of getting out of debt and seeds of 10-10-80, as we've talked about, now, then it'll never affect you in the future. Whatever seeds you sow now will affect your tomorrow. You can't wait till tomorrow to try to change that day. You can't change today, your circumstances in one day. You have to start planting a crop now, and you will begin to reap it tomorrow, but the seed sowing starts now so the harvest can be reaped tomorrow. Anybody listening to me this morning? And so I want to close with this question. The question I have to ask you this morning is, what area is God calling you to sow in? You look at your life right now, ask yourself this question. What area do I really need to change in? What area do I really want to be different in 2 years from now? And if I'm really going to be different in that area, then what seeds do I need to start sowing now so that I can reap a harvest later? And oh God, give me the power in Jesus' name to do so. Give me the ability to begin to change. Whatever I sow, that's what I'm going to reap.
This is Bold Steps, the Bible teaching of Mark Job. And Mark, such a great message from God's Word today. As we conclude, though, would you say a prayer for anyone who's listening and perhaps they're struggling with the concept of sowing and reaping?
Absolutely. Some of you, God has spoken to you clearly through this passage, steps that you need to start taking today that will affect your future in a year from now, 2 years from now. But unless you start today, you will be in the same place a year from now or 2 years from now than you were today.
Take a bold step, huh?
Take a bold step and start sowing. Father, I pray for that person that feels isolated, lonely, disconnected right now. I pray, Jesus, that you would give them the ability to start sowing into friendships and into community. I pray that you would give them the boldness to break out of their shyness or their reluctance, that they would call people up, that they would start sowing into friendships, that they would be initiators and not just wait for other people to initiate. God, I pray in Jesus' name that in a year from now, this person that feels isolated and lonely will feel connected in community, a part of a bigger family, their heart overflowing with joy because they decided to sow into friendships. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. And if you'd like to share this message with a friend who might need to hear it, just head over to our website and click the share button. You'll find us at boldstepsradio.org. And today's message is called Breaking the Cycle of Scarcity. And then don't forget that you can always catch Mark's teaching no matter where you are by downloading the Moody Radio app to your favorite smart device. To learn more about all the ways you can listen to the daily Bold Steps program and our sister program, Bold Steps Weekend, visit us online at boldstepsradio.org. Now, if you'd like to connect with us to let us know how you're planting seeds for tomorrow's harvest, send us a card or letter in the mail. Just write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Again, that's 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or send an email to boldsteps@moody.edu. You can also connect with us on your favorite social media platform. You'll find us on Instagram and Facebook, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and that's all the time we have today, but be sure to come back Friday when Mark starts a new series, Learn How to Change Your Story, next time on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.